Welcome back, guys, to another episode. My name's Simon. Welcome to Reptile Discoveries Plus More. Obviously, an exciting time's coming up. Christmas is on its way, and we've got masses to do for next year. Happy New Year, by the way. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is going to be our last episode for the year. We have got a special Christmas episode coming out, but apart from that, this is it for this year. And we're going to have a month off, have a break for the podcast and getting ready for next year. And, well, what can I say? We're in the top five in the world of a reptile podcast. I can't believe how much this year we have hit in the top five. Like, this is mental. I am so excited, and all I can say is thank you, guys. I didn't think I would hit in the top five. I would have thought I'd been like way under that, but we have come through leaps and bounds. Thank you for all your support. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you guys, and thank you, Sophie, for jumping on, helping us, coming on to the podcast, and obviously Trigger helping me jump on at the beginning of all of this. Hopefully we can get her back as well, and hopefully we get some new people on as well. And obviously Oliver, he jumped on once, one of the reptile friends from England. And it's been a roller coaster, been ups and downs, but with the passing of Buddy and my praying mantis this year, like, it's been sad times, but we are moving on. And and obviously the queen dying 4 days after Buddy dying as well, like, wow, like, it's been a roller coaster for pretty much everyone. Thank you all for coming on this journey with me. We have got a lot more with the podcast and what of the social medias as well. Like, we have got so much to go on for next year. We've got new podcast coming out next year. Obviously we've got a Sunday as normal, we would never miss that. And we've got podcasts coming out on a Wednesday as well. Sophie's got a takeover podcast coming out on Wednesday, first Wednesday of next year, so keep an eye out of that, guys. I'm looking forward to that, something different. Hopefully she brings her out and she will enjoy it. We have recorded that beginning of this year, and we are going to sit back and see how that takes us. If she enjoys it, we'll probably carry on as well. So yes, guys, we are pushing ourselves a little bit more for next year. So each year we're stepping it up a notch. So obviously we opened up in 2021, just with social medias going live. It's like pretty much a test run for us, pushing our boundaries. Obviously we pushed it too much because we opened up too many social medias at once, but now we're in a second year, well, at the end of a second year now of Reptile Discoveries. We have pushed ourselves a lot more. We are comfortable in what we are doing. We've got a lot more animals now, and we are going to push ourselves a lot more with our podcast for the next 2 years. We have got projects going on with this podcast. Obviously next year, as I said already, we've got a podcast coming out on a Sunday and a Wednesday. It's going to be a lot more harder for us because we have to find a lot more content to talk about and much, much more. But we'll get there, and hopefully we can do some recording in advance, and that will help us out a little bit more if we're stuck for content. So, and in 2024, I've got a 6 week little project, hopefully that will kick off as well so we can make more, and we're gonna go from there, guys. But let's get Christmas and everything out out the way, and yeah, we're gonna go from there. All I can say is the animals are doing very well, and the new snakes that we got a couple months ago, they're doing really well as well. I do want to change things around in this reptile room, which we will be doing next year. I'm not doing it right now, and I'm going to bring you guys on the journey, telling you what I've been doing and everything else. We have got a couple of spots that have molted again, and we might have to find new enclosures for them as well. All I can tell you guys is this isn't easy at all, doing what I'm doing on a daily basis, where I do at least a 10-hour shift or maybe a bit more. Feeding the animals, making sure they've got water, cleaning the animals out, basic stuff, but it's hard work when you've got more than 10. Making content, taking pictures, making videos, much more. It's very hard, guys, and obviously you need to, it's pretty much a business, trying to get in all the bedding, the food, just all you normally do in a business. But yeah, when you're doing it yourself, it's very hard work, but I enjoy doing what I'm doing. Sophie, poor girl, don't really see me that much. I just come in from work and come into the reptile room pretty much, so she knows where I am most of the time. If I'm not in here, I'm at work, so it's all fun and games. And if I'm not in neither two, I'm online going live or sorting out other stuff as well, so it's all busy with me. And yeah, I'm so grateful, like I keep saying, for you guys listening in on a weekly basis. Hopefully it don't get too much for you guys, where we are going to do twice a week. We did have a test run quite a few months ago, and I was amazed by the audience, kept going up. It was only by 2 weeks, but the audience rose quite quickly, and I was amazed how quick the audience went up as well. So next year, bigger, brighter things for us. We have got so many people that has heard of us. The audience is amazing through all of our platforms. We have got quite a lot of people now following us, the same people on all of our social media. So thank you all for being out on everything of ours. We do appreciate it, and hopefully we will get even more people next year. And thank you to everyone that has brought all of our merchandise. Thank you all. I have said in the past, all of our money, what we've raised for our merchandise, goes straight back into the animals. So it's, we don't have a penny for ourselves. It's going straight back into the animals, or the money goes back into buying the stuff to remake it for use. So yes, that's what happens to all the money. So it's nothing for us at all. I have to go to work to pay the bills, and everything what you guys buy for the animals goes into the animals. So that's where the money goes, if people are wondering. And all I can say is hopefully next year, I am working on, I did say before when Buddy passed away, as a walk-in wardrobe, what we've got, thinking about remodeling that and maybe getting another iguana next year. But it all depends, because the cost of living and everything else, and see how much we got coming in for the merchandise, see if we can afford another one and stuff like that. And if we can, we will. If we can't, I'm sure I can find a way. But we leave that for next year. That's nothing to do with now. And we go from there, guys. So once again, a big thank you to you all for your support and your time you've given up to listen to us and watch our stuff on all of our social medias. Obviously, we've got new social medias up and going in the last couple of months, so thank you for joining us on that, guys, if you're new to it. And yes, go on to Linktree, because Linktree's on a lot of our profiles, and go and find out what else we're doing. We are on all social medias, so it's always Reptile Discoveries. Just type that in and you will find us there, guys. And thank you again, and I'm going to leave it here. I know it's a short episode, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will be back for a Christmas special as well. So, and we will see you in 2023. So thank you, guys, and I'll see you next year, or hear from you next year.